一位就是我们的李师奶跟我们分享神的恩典。
She'll share and then our brother Fukong will translate afterwards.
他上来跟我们讲见证我的完了之后呢，或者简简单单就讲一下他所讲的翻译，他所讲的什么。
愿神祝福各位在座的母亲，一个快乐的母亲节。在今日，我特别都是想念起我自己的母亲，感谢神，我一个好的母亲，我一个基督徒的母亲。当我在年幼的时候，她就将我送入一间基督教的女子中学里面读书，因此从小我就有机会学习圣经，同埋学习祈祷，学习依靠神。更在那个时候，我就接纳主耶稣基督做了我个人的救主。直到今日，神的恩典时时跟随着我，神带领我来到这个教会里面，我得着好的牧者看顾和属灵的滋养，同埋在主日学先生的教导之下，使到我对圣经的认识比从前更多和更清楚。记得圣经里面时都有讲及记载妇女，我觉得神实在是很爱我们妇女，他拣选我们妇女，重用我们妇女，他将做母亲宝贵的责任交在我们妇女的身上。我是一个四个十蚊仔的母亲，感谢神，我有四个很乖的小孩子。当他们年幼的时候，我都是尽我带领的责任将他们带到教会里面来，他们在教会里面长大，在教会里面学习圣经，在教会里面得到造就，他们的灵性是很有长进。他们很欢喜读经祈祷，好欢喜参加教会各种的活动，同埋佢哋同教会里面嘅朋友友好嘅团契。喺学业方面，佢哋都系努力佢哋嘅功课，成绩系良好。因为有神嘅话语喺佢哋嘅心中嘅缘故，所以我啲细蚊仔都好听管教。喺家庭里面，我们都很快乐，同埋有一个很温暖的家庭，神实在恩待了我们。一件是比较遗憾的，就是我先生未曾认识主，请大家为他祈祷。在两年前的时候，本来我要接受一次的手术，当时我得到这个消息的时候呢，我精神好受打击，同埋心里面觉得好彷徨。于是我就立即好迫切咁嚟到神嘅面前，向神祈求，求神可怜我，帮助我同埋医治我，为我开路。一方面我又去同医生请求，我可唔可以将我施手术嘅时候延迟呢？咁又同呢个医生有很详细的讨论，医生很愿意跟我合作，他觉得我在心理上面我未曾准备来接受这次的手术。回想一下，在年半的时候的里面，我因为身体的软弱，我就时时有祷告，时时跟神有密切的交通，我更找着神的应许，因为圣经说我是能够怜悯你的软弱，同埋医治你一切的疾病。咁我谂下，我得着一位咁可靠的父神，随时嚟帮助我，咁我还怕咩呢？于是我就将自己完全咁投靠俾神，带着信心，忍耐喺神嘅面前嚟等候。最近当我作一次最后身体检验嘅时候，医生就好高兴咁嚟同我讲，佢话你 呢一年半嚟嘅身体嘅健康进步得非常良好，你唔需要施手术啦。咁我真系非常嘅快乐，因为神实在系听咗我嘅祷告，神同埋听咗各位兄弟姊妹嘅代祷，将我医治。我觉得我嘅重担已经除去，神将我释放。我既然蒙恩同埋蒙神嘅医治，我应该今日喺神嘅面前同埋人嘅面前嚟到感恩同埋为国战争，愿一切嘅荣耀同埋赞美都系归于天上嘅父。多谢。
Thank you, Mrs. Lee. And it was very simple and very clear testimony. And first of all, she thanked her own mother that when she was young, she had a Christian mother, and the mother always brought her to a church. And so ever since she was young, that she learned about the Bible and also learned how to pray. And since that time, she accepted the Lord into her heart and become a child of God. And she also thanked the Lord in this church. In this church, she was being taken care of by our pastor through his spiritual nourishment and also the Sunday school teachers. And through that, she learned to grow in her spiritual life. And she also remembered the Bible talk a lot about women and how the Lord used women and how the Lord blessed women. And especially mother, and she always remembered that, and to rely upon God's grace to be a good mother. And as you, most of you know, as you are a church member, that you know that our sister Mrs. Lee has four children, and they are all growing up and very nicely, and also a very nice children. They're very easy to be taught, and in fact, they behave very good in our church. And because of they come to church, they come to know a lot of friends in the church, and they grow in their spiritual life. And even in study, they are good students, and they never cause any trouble. And so our sister really praise the Lord for her children's life, and it make her work doing at home. Her training at home is so much easier. And in fact, they have a very, very happy and joyful family before God. She thank God for that. And the only regret is that she also asked that you pray for her is that her husband still have not known the Lord yet. That's one thing she really certainly is not a regret yet, because still there are opportunities for him to know the Lord, but she need us to pray for her. And I think we believe that we understand her, we should to help her and pray for her husband. 2 years ago, she was going to have an operation. But you know how it is, that most people, they are afraid of operation. And so she talked to the doctor, said, can I delay the operation? And the doctor said, well, really, you should not delay too much. But during that time, she think back how God's promise that he will take care of his own children, and he will heal them, and he will comfort them, and watch over them, care for them. And when she thought about that, she started committing herself into the Lord. And she told the Lord, why should I worry? And we know that, you know, promise you will take care of me. And so since then, about a year ago, she went back to have a physical examination, and the doctor, after examining her, and told her, well, you know, I guess you don't need the operation, and your physical health improved so much. So this morning, she says she will thank the Lord for all those things, and she feels that she should come up here to share this wonderful blessing from the Lord to you folks, and also to may all the glory be God. Not how good she is, but the glory be to God, who have watched over her in her family and also healed her in her sickness. Praise the Lord.
How wonderful it began with She had her own mother who was a Christian.
我們真的看一下,聽見了,我們知道她開始由小時候已經有一個基督徒的母親,是一個非常非常大的福氣來的。
Now how important that the principles that a mother would teach her own daughter, and now Mrs. Lee is a mother too.
我們家已經可以發覺,幾咁重要一個母親,如果佢嘅原則係知道點樣嚟到敬畏神,係自己信賴神嘅,嚟到帶領佢兒女,今日由於咁佢自己亦都係一個基督徒嘅母親嚟到打理佢自己嘅家庭。
And how Mrs. Lee takes the Lord so seriously that she brings her own children to church.
佢自己喺神裏頭覺得幾咁嚴重。 因為這樣緣故,她自己也帶領所有她自己的兒女,四個兒女,都回來主裡頭。
And she also has concern for her own husband.
也都可以關懷她自己的丈夫,她靈性的生命。
So we can see a good example of a mother's heart.
我們也都在她們,在李斯大身上看見一個母親的心是怎樣。
So we really do praise the Lord for our sister.
我們真的應該讚美我們的神。
Now we have another mother who is a new mother.
今天我們另一位就是新鮮熱辣的母親。
And our sister Karina is going to come and share now.
今天是母親節,亦是我第一次以雙重的身份,做人的父母,做人的子女,和做人的媽媽,來到跟大家分享神在我身上的恩典。剛才副歌文,做了一天媽媽,數了日夜,計算了4至今天為止,432個小時,超為人母。但是這432個小時,對我來說好像432年那麼長,真的現在才知道做媽媽那麼難的。 而且那些掛慮真的多到好像擺一泡那麼多。肚子餓的時候又怕他兒子不知道呱呱聲是不是肚餓又不知道。飽的時候又怕他吃滯。如果不哭的時候又叫他快點不要哭啦，為什麼經常哭的。但是不哭的時候經常眼睛定，是不是又病了，為什麼會眼睛定的呢。晚上蓋被蓋得多又說會不會焗死他的。<笑>
多到呢,真係而家先知4、4、8幾個鐘頭先知我做媽媽唔係咁容易。諗起我以前媽媽時時掛我醫掛我腦,咁我時時對佢講,而且好笨好笨㗎嘛,多餘嘅,佢掛唔多做乜呢咁,但係而家諗起真係,嗰陣時自己對佢係真係好唔該,真係唔應該,唔單止真冇安慰佢話唔使掛,根本對佢置之不理添好多時。 所以是現在的時候,特別向媽媽道歉,很多時候真的很unsympathetic,即是很不同情她的心事。其實故事有句說,她說,養兒方知父母恩,今天就是我想多謝媽媽,現在才知道父母對我恩典多大。我記得小時候讀過一首詩,我想跟大家分享這首是白居易所作的詩,不知道大家會聽過沒,這首詩是表達做父母養育的恩典。 這首詩說：梁上有雙燕，翩翩紅與翅，含泥兩圓根，一巢生四兒。四兒日夜長，索食青衣衣，青蟲不以報，忙口無飽期。取爪雖欲閉，心力不知疲。 雖如實往來，游恐巢中饑，增近30日，母受初漸肥，喃喃教言語，一一察胡衣，一旦雨亦成，引上停住之。 彼此不回顧,隨風四散飛,雌雄空中鳴,聲盡呼不歸,卻入空巢裏。 周秋中也悲，然以以物悲，以当反自私，私以为初日，高飞背母时，当时父母念，今日已应知。这首诗可以代表这个诗人把居易可以很简单也都很详尽来到讲到父母对我的恩典，他怎样凭奔波劳碌终身，怕他饿，怕他饱，怕他不懂讲说话，怕他不懂飞，时时这样教导，但是始终都不能够代表一只燕子，不能够代表我妈妈对我的恩典。今天因为时间的关系，我若莫只是讲三点特别是对我很大的印象的，就是我妈妈自从我出世以来，我有醒一日都知道她一直都是做工，日日这样做工，很多人赞她说女中丈夫，因为她做事实在是鞠躬尽瘁，死而后已这样的态度。但是为什么她有这样的态度呢？当然因为她自己是一个很能干的女人，但亦都是很多时候我听她要回来，很多时候做工作受气，时时说哎不做了，今天辞去辞职了不做了，但是夜晚又睡不着，但第二天起身的时候有时见她已经回了工，三十年来如一日，虽然说了很多次哎呀受不到那么多气真是辛苦，但始终第二天她亦都是回了工。为的是什么呢？不是说为了什么，就是为了我们养育我们我哥哥和我，为了我家庭。所以第一点我是感谢我妈妈养育的恩典。第二点就是感谢她精神上的支持。我记得有时有些妈妈或者有时脾气坏的时候，她会骂她的仔女说你没有用的，你这么衰的，死了她了，这样这些这说话来对她的仔女说。但我妈妈从未这样说过，就算嬲到极，在人面前，在我自己面前，但从未用这些这说话来责备过我。虽然骂我有，但从未用这些恶毒的说话来去骂我。虽然我没有读过什么心理学的书，但是他已经给我一个很大的鼓励，就是虽然我是曳，但我不是没用。人家英文说，人家可以 break 他的 bad habits， 但不要 break 他的 spirit， 这个就是我妈妈的精神。所以我至今今日好多谢我妈妈。我之所以冇一个自卑感，唔系话我有咩好骄傲，而系妈妈时时俾我一个鼓励。我记得我读中学嘅时候，第一年荒废咗学业，考成绩，成张成绩表有成七八科红色嘅，咁都唔知点算，俾妈妈睇，俾爸爸睇。但系妈妈一句都冇闹到我，佢话：我你唔好忘记父差之切。我身上胆重新来过啦，人哋同你唔系差得咁远嘅啫，只要你勤力，一定会得嘅。所以就系咁样样，我感谢我妈妈。如果喺嗰阵时我娃娃闹我，话我你读唔成书啊，唔好读书啊，不如去做去出嚟做嘢好过。我谂我成世都冇今日，虽然唔系话有咩有咩大嘅大成就，但系我感谢妈妈俾我有机会读到书，都系因为佢嗰阵时嘅鼓励。所以我很感谢妈妈给我精神上的帮助。第三点就是感谢妈妈是一个基督徒的母亲。我一至中学的时候已经去教会去团契，很多父母我时时听说都阻止他儿女去团契，怕住他又群坏了，又怕住他去得夜返又乜又乜。但是我很感谢我妈妈对我的信心，而且鼓励我去多啲嘅团契，更加特别多谢嘅佢系时时为我嚟到代祷。就算而家嚟咗美国十年，佢时时写信都话俾我听，佢话我知道你有咩需要，我为你祈祷。我时时亦都有啲咩需要，挤唔落心嘅，我会写信话俾佢听，请妈妈为我代祷。有咩蒙神祝福嘅，我写信翻去多谢，话俾佢听，请代我为神多谢。一切都因为我妈妈一个基督徒。他用到祷告来支持我，好像讲到 VBS 现在讲 Prayer Warriors， 我妈妈就是我的 Prayer Warriors， 就是我代祷的战士。神能够祝福我，能够保守我，妈妈的祈祷有很大的功效，有很大的支持。 今日呢個嘅見證係好簡單，就係我希望能夠藉著咁樣樣嚟到多謝媽媽養育嘅恩典。頭先讀傳道書講到財德嘅富人係好多，但係對我眼中嚟講，我嘅媽媽係超過一切。最後，我願意介紹大家識家父家母。請起身，黃埔夫婦，多謝各位。
Thank you, Corinna. Our sister, Mrs. Wong, she said today the first time she stand here as a mother and as a daughter to give this testimony. And as you know that she's a new mother, she said, if I count it right now, I have been a mother 430 hours. That's all, only by hours. And yet, she said, I feel that I have been a mother for 430 years. Because so many things I do not know. And I worry about my little baby. When the baby cried, I worry, what's wrong with her? Is she sick? But when the baby doesn't cry and, you know, just stare at me, then I said, what's wrong with him? Is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
A boy, yeah. What's wrong with him? Is he something wrong with him? How come he doesn't cry? When he cried, I don't know whether he's too hungry or too full. I feed him whether, I keep saying her, him, got all mixed up. I feed him, I don't know whether I feed him too much or not. He said, cause him indigestion or still he has not enough to eat. All those little things. She said, I worry. I cover him with blanket. I'm afraid to cover him too much will suffocate him. And yet, what if I don't cover him enough, he may catch cold. All those things, he said, only 430 hours. Yes, so many things happen. To teach her to be a mother is not easy. And because of that, she starts thinking about her own mother. How ungrateful she was when she was young. Sometimes her mother worried about her brother. And she said, you don't worry about him. I mean, everything is all right. Why worry so much? Now she understands why her mother worried about herself when she was young and her brother. And then from there she cooked a Chinese poem, a very moving one. I'm sorry that I cannot translate that. It's so deep and so classical. But all I can share with you a little bit about what the poem said. It's kind of long, but the poem, the kind of use a swallow to compare with being a mother. And in the poem it says something about that we don't know how hardship a parent is until later on we become parents, then we find out. And today she wants to share with you about, it's a short testimony, about three main points she wants to thank the Lord for her mother. And I think most of you, I go, you meet her mother and her father who stood up while ago. She thanked God for her mother. Well, first thing, that her mother, ever since she knew that her mother had been working all her life, certainly she has some ability to work, but the most important thing is she really put her life in working. For what? For raising them, for raising the children. Sometimes she heard her mother come home and complain about being mistreated at the office, and yet early in the morning, get up and she prepare and go again. And sometimes she said, well, why would she complain? Why do you want to go back again? But she did not realize at the time. Her mother worked so hard with the purpose only to raise her children, to be able to support them and raise them up so that they can have the education they need, they can have the thing that they need as a normal children to grow up. The second thing, she wanted to thank the Lord for her mother's support of her spiritual life or her mental life. Now, most mother, they sometimes they talk to their children in a very harsh way. But her mother never do that. Doesn't mean that her mother does not discipline her or talk strongly to her. But one thing she never, her mother never did is to crush her spirit. Now there's a difference between to talk strict to your children and to break their spirit. She never did that. She can only encourage, support them. You see, still remember one time she came back from school and the report wasn't too good. But her mother told her that, well, work hard, be diligent, study hard. She never tell her that, well, you have no hope, you better not go to school anymore. Those kind of talking. Sometimes we are not careful as a mother especially, and you can break the spirit of the child and told the child how ugly you are, how stupid you are, and you're not worthy to my children, those kind of things. Her mother never say that. She only support her children. Doesn't mean the children have no problem, her problem, but she encourage them, support them, and discipline them so that they will grow up normally. The third thing, she wants to thank the Lord for her mother as a Christian mother. Ever since she was young, and there are a lot of fellowship in high school, her mother always encouraged her to go. Now, a lot of people, a lot of mothers, sometimes they will say, why do you want to go to those places? Now, why do you come home so late? But her mother had confidence in her and encouraged her to go to know the Christian people. And not only that, the most important of all, her mother always prayed for her. As a mother should always pray for children. So even now, in she's serving over here, she herself as a mother, and she's working in the Sunday school or Beginning Bible school, whatever it is, she has problems, she always write to her mother, or if her mother in Hong Kong, she wrote to her, and will you pray for me? And her mother would never forget to pray for her. So in conclusion, she said, the Bible talk about a lot of wise mother. And to her eye, her mother is the wisest of all that God gave to her. She thanked the Lord, praised the Lord for her mother.
We really praise the Lord for godly mothers.
我们真的很感谢神，是为着那些敬畏神的母亲来感谢神。
And we really hope and pray that these testimonies would even be good for our future mothers. We really learn the value of prayer for our children. Maybe some of you sisters here, your mother is not a Christian. But you are.
And
someday you'll be a mother.
Yeah, 你会做母亲.
Learn the lessons that we had today.
希望你由今日这两位姊妹学到这个课程.
Both of our sisters had godly mothers.
我们两位姊妹自己都有个基督徒的母亲.
And now they're raising another generation for Christ.
他们今天为主耶稣基督来养育他们自己的儿女.
Praise the Lord for many blessings.
我们真的很感谢神，有这么多的福气赐给我们。